ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin alayhi salamullah. We go to the part where the Imam alayhi salam seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from cheating, as he says, ala ghishi ahadan, that we might cheat anyone in this regard. So the cheating itself, like we said, it is taken a big space in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and I would want to mention a few hadith in this regard that it could bring a bit of clarity to the topic of cheating. It was looked at by the ahadith to be one of the most evil acts in terms of actions that a person can commit. A hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, "Miza kullu wahadan minhuma ala hadah, laysa fi dina al-ghish." It says, when we try to separate things to, you know, different parts, when it comes to cheating, he says, is not even part of our religion. As we have said previously, that the Prophet said, "Man ghashana falaysa min," whoever cheats us is not one of us. He going to the extent that he's saying cheating is not even part of Islam. We don't have anything called cheating in Islam. A mu'min should not be doing any form of cheating, because it is not a trait, it's not an act that a believing Muslim, whether it is male or female, to be doing. And the hadith says they will be classified as Jews on the Day of Judgment. We don't want that. So let's just look at more hadith. But first, let's take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program, A Bridge. So the cheating concept looked at as to be one of the most evil acts that a person could commit. The hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah says, "Inna a'zam al-khiyana, khiyanatul ummah." One of the biggest and worst form of cheating is cheating the nation, cheating the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he goes, وَأَفْضَعُ الْغِشْ غِشُّ الْأَمَّةِ, when a person cheats his own imam, or the one who is in charge of him, because it is not part of the Muslim to cheat another Muslims. And alhamdulillah, in Islam, we had our shares of cheaters, those who've cheated the ummah and those who've cheated their own imams. And they take the cheating concept to another realm. It's not about cheating people when it comes to money. It's not about cheating people in terms of buying and selling, on trying to seek or gain a profit. Not even when it comes to the religion of people, there's cheating there. A hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, "Man ghashan nas fi dinihim," whoever cheats people in their own religion, فَهُوَ مُعَانٌ لِلَّهِ, for this is a person who goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَرَسُولُهُ, and his messenger. So you can cheat people even in their religion. You can tell them to do something that is not in religion. And you can tell them not to do something that it is in religion. This is also a form of cheating. So we should be aware that when it comes to ghish or cheating, not only in material matters, but also in things that are spiritual and things that are religious, even in terms of intellectuality, we should not cheat people. And today, cheating has become so easily in terms of intellectuality because you can simply copy-paste things and say it is mine, which is a big problem. And the hadith says, "Man ghasha nafsahu kana ghasha li ghayri," whoever cheats himself, because sometimes we're only cheating ourselves. And he's like, this person will cheat others as well. When it comes to the effects of cheating, the hadith also went on to explain many things that will happen as a result of cheating. First and foremost, on Day of Judgment, the Prophet says, "Man ghasha al-muslimin hushara ma'al yahud," whoever cheats Muslims will be resurrected with the Jews. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Amongst the effects of cheating, not only the person on Day of Judgment will be resurrected with the Jews, he will also invoke the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hadith from Al-Imam Musa Al-Kadhim alayhi salamullah, he says, "Mal'unun man ghasha musliman," cursed is he who cheats a Muslim. A curse from Allah. And cursing means here, la'an means to be casted away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone is no longer under the banner of the mercy of Allah, then in fact he is under the banner of shaitan. As simple as that. And the hadith also says, "Man ba'a ayban lam yubayyinahu," whoever sells something and it has a fault which he does not show to people, "lam yazal fi maqtillah," he will always remain under the curse and the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Walam tazal al mala'ikatu tal'anahu," and even the angels will remain cursing this person for selling something faulty or has a fault in it, that he cheated the Muslims in this regard. Other ahadith, when it talks about the effects of cheating, it says it takes away the barakah from rizq, where a person thinks he's being smart by trying to make few extra dollars by cheating his brother, fellow brother Muslims. But in fact, Allah, what he will do, he will take the barakah, the blessing from this money. You get it from here, and then you will lose it straight away. Also, it causes the life of a person to be corrupted, because the money that a person takes from cheating is also considered to be haram. If you want to feed this to your family, this is haram money. And, you know, this is just in terms of ma'isha, it includes everything in life. Wherever I cheat people in, whether it is physical, or it is material, or whether it is spiritual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive the blessings in my life in every aspect as well. And then the hadith says, you get to a stage where a person, Allah says, we will leave him to himself. He says, man ghashya akhahu al-Muslim, whoever cheats his Muslim brother, the Prophet mentions a few things, the barakah will be taken from him, and his life will be miserable. وَوَكَّلَهُ إِلَى نَفْسَهُ, and he will be left to himself. Allah says, you're not one of mine anymore. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را